Good morning, everybody. Am I the only one who thinks it feels like it's Thursday? Do you ever have one of those weeks where it feels like it was just one consecutive day with a couple naps? Yeah. Thankfully, it's not that bad. All right. Welcome to Base Camp. Here we are. We survived. It's Tuesday. Get motivated, as Scotty would say. I'm looking at all of George's deep thoughts here. I'm getting smarter as I cheat. All right. Let's kick this sucker off. Here we go. The two-minute drill. Okay. This-ish day in history, 18 November 1963, what band appeared on U.S. television for the first time? The Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, The Who, or The Beatles? This-ish day. Not really sure. Maybe it was the calendar, but not the weekday. Told you I was tired. Thank you, Jack, who's back and refreshed from vacay. All right, do we think we have that one? Have we guessed that one sufficiently? It's probably, maybe it's not the answer that you think is the obvious answer. I don't know. We're going to move forward. All right, couch potatoes, which toy was the first to be advertised on television? Mr. Potato Head, the Tonka Truck, Red Ryder BB Gun, or Lincoln Logs? That's good. I like that. Spirit of the holidays and Christmas and toys. Mr. Potato Head, Tonka Truck, Red Ryder BB Gun, Lincoln Logs. I personally owned all those but the Red Ryder BB Gun. Okay. Are we good? I think we are. Men's service opportunities, the women's Christmas tea, Friday, December 6th, 6 p.m. We still need volunteers. You can sign up at the link below. Very good idea if your lovely wife is going for you to go and serve, as Scotty Davis says and Scott Corrigan. It's probably mandatory fun and wise. The 25th project, not on the 25th, as I was reminded last week. It's for Thanksgiving, which is, of course, wow, next Thursday. We will be doing our Thanksgiving deliveries of meals on Thanksgiving for the 25th Project. So please sign up. If you haven't taken part in that, it is a real blessing to do whatever you can to help others. And here are your key events. Mark reminded me we have today. I think we're off next week. No, I'm on next week. Boy, I'm really off, Jack. Whoa, if I don't show up, guys, next week, we're in trouble. All right, we have today with George, then something totally different with me next week, then we're off, and we close out the following Tuesday for the holidays. And now that I've butchered this mercilessly this morning, we're going to get me off the stage and bring someone way smarter on. Brother George, let me pray for George. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be here today. We're grateful for laughter. We're grateful for fellowship. We're grateful to be able to gather here in a nation that is free, that we can worship you in spirit and truth. And we ask you, Lord, to just guide and direct George's thoughts. May they be articulate and on point with what it is that you want him to deliver this morning to us. And may our hearts and minds be opened to hear them and to put them into practice. And we ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. George Lair.
How you doing? Good to see you. Good morning. Walking in the Spirit, Galatians 15, 16 through 26. Let me read that passage to us. If you have your Bibles, you can read along with me. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, division, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, against which such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. You know, when I started to read this passage and I was looking at the different aspects of walking in the Spirit, you also have to understand that you have to talk about walking in the flesh also. And I want to address, let me get the slide up here that we want to look at. Whoop, went too far. Whoop, there we go. What's the primary role of Jesus? His job was to justify us before the Father. He died on the cross for our sins so that we would be holy and righteous before our God. The Holy Spirit is the primary person behind our sanctification, helping us become holy. And sin is the primary cause for walking in the flesh. Paul says, this happens to us, all who are in Christ, due to our fallen nature, our fallen human nature. We will sin. You know, this is an item that we struggle with. What is walking in the flesh? This includes our flesh, the mind, the way we think, our will. I would also like to add our free will. And our emotions. All people, sinner and saint, have these unrighteous human traits. The desires of the flesh to lead to sinful behavior, and it grieves the Holy Spirit. And acts of the flesh are any violation of the law. Fruits of the flesh include idolatry, adultery, jealousy, temper, self-desires, basically CC above, any violation of the law. And those, you know, one of the things I found interesting was I looked at verse 24 where it says, and those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. A way to look at that is when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, all of your sins, past, present, and future, were nailed on the cross with Christ. He took our sins upon himself, and he gives us his righteousness. Fruits of the flesh include idolatry, jealousy, temper, self-desires. I think I just read that, didn't I? Yes. Walking in the Spirit. What's the purpose? We're trying to be like Christ. If you're walking in the Spirit, you will display the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. Your desire to please God at this point is stronger than your desire to please the flesh. And that's one of the points I want to drive across. When we sin, it's our desire to please the flesh is stronger than our desires to please God. And the opposite's true. When our desire to do what is right in God's eyes, the Holy Spirit enables us to do that, and the desires of the flesh are secondary. We're going to get to some theological questions here, issues. In Romans 12:2, it says, and this is one of the famous mottos of Ligonier Ministries. You know, they talk about renewing the mind. This is where they get it. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, unquote. You know, it's amazing. A person, before they accept Christ, their mind, and when they read the Bible, it's folly to them. It doesn't mean anything to them. Their mind does not have the ability to understand spiritual things. And when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he transforms your mind. You don't do it. He does it. 1 Corinthians 2:14-16. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit, for they are folly to him, and is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I like to read a little thing in my Reformation Bible. I don't know if any of you have one of these, but in here there's like 52 of these things in my Bible, and this one deals with the Holy Spirit. I just want to read a couple statements that my Bible has. It says, the work of the Spirit is to glorify Jesus Christ by showing his disciples who he is. You can read that in John 7 through 15. And what he means to them, and that's Romans 8:15-17 and Galatians 4:6. The Spirit enlightens, Ephesians 1:17-18. Regenerates, John 3:5-8. Sanctifies, Galatians 5:16-18. And transforms, 2 Corinthians 3:18 and Galatians 2:22-23. He gives God's people what they need to serve him. 12:4-11. This is talking about us. At the time they are born again, believers in Jesus receive the fullness of the Spirit according to the New Testament, Acts 2:38 and Romans 8:9 and 1 Corinthians 12:13. All the gifts of life service that appear subsequently in the Christian life flow from this initial baptism of the Spirit, because in this baptism, the sinner is united with the risen Christ. You know, in my life group, I'm going to share something about the Holy Spirit that I didn't know. My first question is, I'd like you to all think about who your best friend is, okay? Just keep that in the back of your mind. And my life group's studying a video series by Sinclair Ferguson called Lessons from the Upper Room. It deals with John 13-17. And Sinclair Ferguson, when he's talking about the Holy Spirit, he talks about Jesus, where he says, I'm going to send another paraclete. I'm going to leave, but I'm sending another paraclete. And in the ancient times, a paraclete was technically a lawyer. He stood up for the family. When things were going wrong, the family had the utmost faith and trust in the paraclete for that family, the lawyer that would represent them in the judicial system. And when I think about that, Sinclair Ferguson says, that's what the Holy Spirit is. And he says, your best friend is the Holy Spirit. Think about that. If you do something that's really horrible to your best friend, he may not be your best friend anymore. That's not true with the Holy Spirit. There's nothing you can do that will cause the Holy Spirit to leave you. When he moves in, he cleans house, never to leave. He cleans house so that the Father and the Son, as it says in John 17, talks about, they abide in us, All three dwell within us when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. I've got a bunch of questions here that you can look at. Let me get to that. But before I do that, I'd like to close this with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. You've chosen your children. You were gracious to us, Father. When I think about the reasons why you would choose us, because we are all unworthy, the only answer I can come up with is because you wanted to. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father, that dwells within us. I pray as we leave here today that you would use the Holy Spirit in our lives to glorify you for your glory. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.